I don't know if you could hear, but I opened up the window so you can hear the rain. There's a hurricane out there. Speaking of which...
Pistol shots are down in a bar tonight at her Bally Valentine from the upper hall. She sees the bartender in a pool of blood, cries out, oh my god, they killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame with something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, Patty the Sea and another man named Bellow floating around mysteriously. I didn't do it, he says, and throws up his hands. I was only robbing the register, I hope you understand. One of us looks even, he says, and he stops. One of us should probably call the cops. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red hat lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away on the other side of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of stuff was about to go down. When a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that in Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you better not show your face on the side of the street, unless you want to draw the heat. Alfred Bellow had a partner and a rap for the cops. He and Arthur Dexter Bradley were just prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out. They looked like middleweights. They jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Mrs. Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait, guys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he said he could identify the guilty man. 4 in the morning, and they haul Reuben in, take him to the hospital, and they bring him upstairs. The wounded man looks up with his one dying eye, says, what did you bring him in here for? He ain't the guy. Here's the story of the hurricane. Man, the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
We're not going to have time for all the verses. Boring verse. Boring verse. Reuben could take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much.
I was thinking of this verse while I was at Pancheros today, and when it's over, I'd just as soon be on my way. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice, and ride a horse along a trail.
But they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. All of Reuben's cards were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums to the white folks. He was a revolutionary bomb, and to the black folks, he was just a crazy guy. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger, and though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the all-white jury agreed. Reuben Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one, and guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both baldly lied. And the newspapers all went along for the ride. Back in the life of such a man, be in the palm of some fool's hand to see him obviously framed. See him obviously framed. Couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game. Shoot! I ran out of time!